So what's up Wednesday? I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
Okay. I got news and it's multiplying and it's losing control.
Go on.
Hey, did you guys see, let's talk sports. Did you guys see this? You guys know who Antonio Brown is, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So on Sunday, in the middle of the game, for no reason, I haven't received any updates as to why, but in the third quarter, the Bucks are losing, and out of nowhere, Antonio Brown rips off his pads, his jersey, his undershirt, his gloves, and both teams are on the field playing. In the middle of a play, he throws it all, throws his helmet, throws it all, starts walking off the field and jumping, and throws his gloves into the crowd, and like just starts, woo, jumping in the air, and then leaves the stadium. And the official response from the Bucks is, he's no longer a Buck, and he's like essentially killed his career because no one is going, like he's done. Like his career is done now. But I want to say, like, you got to see the video if you haven't seen the video, first of all. But what an act of self-sabotage. Do you think somebody does that because their ego makes them feel like they are way more important than they actually are?
No, I think this is straight CTE, man. Like, I think he's just out of his actual mind. I think he legit needs help, and I hope he does get it. As of Sunday, they were talking about a hit that he took in 2016 that, like, knocked his lights clear out. And they said that could have been the catalyst because they said he hasn't been the same since. You laugh at first and then you realize the severity of the situation and it's pretty fucked up, man. I mean, football does this to people, man. I mean, you're getting in car accidents 15 times a game, they say, or however many times it takes. Like, it's just, these people walk away from this, millionaires possibly, if they work it right, but they're also going to walk away with a shortened lifespan or shit like this, where you just go fucking crazy. So, I mean, it's just, I don't know what to say about it, but I hope he gets the help he needs, man, because that no well person would do shit like that. I don't think that's an ego thing.
Yeah, I was just like, man, because he's made some statements and stuff that I was just like, man, I didn't know if it was like an ego thing or if it was like a, you know, like, or if it was a mental health thing. And I don't want to lean towards the mental health thing because I was just like, you know, you don't want to believe that about somebody. I'd much rather it be his own ego damning him than actual, you know, mental health. But unfortunately, I think you're right, Kev.
Yeah.
I think you're right.
I mean, we've seen numerous CTE shit. I mean, like murders and just craziness that's happened, suicides over the last 10 years, you know, and it's not getting any better. Mm-hmm. And more athletes are, you know, submitting their brains to be researched for this. And it's just like, yeah, man, I mean, I hope there's something to come out of this positive. So, but yeah, I just hope he takes care of himself.
Yeah, I hope we get better technology in helmets. Like, why can't we get some airbags that go off? You know, if like sensors detect that you're like, you know, you could take normal hits and stuff, but if there's a force strong enough that a sensor will feel like, no, like if your head is snapping back and the force is going to hit the ground, like it would just know. And then like deploy these little airbags in your helmet that would save your fucking head from, you know, some shit. I don't know. You know, I'm not that smart. So somebody figure that out, you know?
Well, I mean, unless it's not
going to break the bank, I don't see them doing it, man. Like, I mean, yeah, they'll try to do what they can to make the helmet safer and more protective, but like, yeah, deploying like air, because that's a one use item, man.
Yeah.
You know, like once your airbags go out, you have to get new ones put in your car. Like you can't just, you know what I mean? You can't just shove them back in there.
It's like a parachute,
the helmet. Multi, and then I can't imagine them wanting to spend any money on anything. Like that's kind of the whole problem with the NFL and things like wrestling too. Yeah. If you can put butts in the seat, that's all they fucking care about. They don't give a fuck about the lives of their athletes.
That's true.
Their performers. Yeah. They don't give a fuck. You know, Vince McMahon gives no fucks about anybody, and it's so fucking obvious if you watch anything that he touches. And yeah. I feel like the NFL is the same way, where it's like if it's not cost efficient, they ain't gonna fuck around with it. They don't care.
That's
they'll
true.
Do the minimum.
Because they go, what do we care? We have thousands of new people trying to get into the league every year. Like you are replaceable. You are essentially a cow being led to slaughter.
Yep.
And so, which is really sad to think about. Yeah, I agree. There's nothing you're not lying about. It's just, you know, I would like that to change. But even it at the height of the pandemic, well, I would say the old height, because we have a new height, but the old height of the first time that the pandemic was rolling around.
The height of the pandemic when we actually took it seriously, and now that like it's been like a number of years, everyone's just kind of forgotten about it. So we're at another height again. It's even higher than the first height because no one's fucking taking it seriously, and we should be in fucking lockdown again. But our government's too much of a goddamn fucking pussy to do anything about it. Even though everything's doing really good right now and fucking everything's skyrocketing, unemployment's at its lowest fucking rate ever. Our fucking like economy's boosting. We had the best fucking like holiday season in like the last 5 years this year. Everything's bouncing back, but fucking heaven forbid we shut anything down because, you know, I guess we need to lose a couple more million people, you know, before anyone fucking does anything. Sorry.
Well, that's kind of my point.
Speaking truth.
That's kind of my point is the fact that even the first time around, Jerry Jones was like, no, we're going to have 100,000 people in our stadium. I'm not shutting the stadium down. Like, well, we're not doing that. You know, like he was fully like chose money over everything. Speaking to your point before. And so nothing has changed. And of course the entire country has chosen that route as well because the whole like let's change our 10-day period of COVID to 5. Let's get everybody back to work. And that was over a request from a Delta CEO. You can thank him for that.
Yep. I love just the internet's response to that, where it's like the CDC's, you know, it's like the CDC says you only need to quarantine for 5 days instead of 10. And then it just like the number of like just like shit memes coming out because of it.
Yeah.
Just the CDC says, I like Kev's. Kev's is good. CDC says it doesn't want none unless you got buns, hun.
Yeah.
That was a good one. That was a very good one.
Thank you.
Let's see. Okay. So the Flash movie is, they've announced that they're apparently bringing back Man of Steel's General Zod, which is a strange.
How?
I loved him though. I loved General Zod in this movie. Like he was menacing. He was like scary. He was a perfect casting for this, but I don't know how or why or where.
Well, if we're doing like Flashpoint stuff, if we're popping through timelines and stuff, like sure, we can just end up on another one where that's Superman didn't kill Zod,
or Zod didn't turn into Doomsday, like what we got in the original.
Oh yeah, he did, didn't he?
Yeah, because they turned his. That's they used his DNA to create Doomsday. It was like his DNA in some kind of like what was it like? Fucking what's his name? The bald dude, Lex Luthor.
It was like his DNA, DNA test turns out. I am 50%. That bitch.
My mind tried to make me forget about it. So
yeah.
That was bad. That was real bad. Let's see. That's all the news that I had. Is there anything else that has happened? Mr. Bean has been modded into Cyberpunk 2077.
Nope.
That's amazing. Okay, I'm gonna have to that's I gotta download that again. WWE, I can say this. I was going to bring it up during all the COVID shit. So they just announced last week that they're like, all right, we're basically laxing our testing. We're not going to test as much now. And half their roster got COVID. They had a day one pay-per-view over last weekend. And like most of the matches had to get changed on the fly one day of, because the most immunocompromised person there, Roman Reigns, who has leukemia, got fucking COVID. Like their champion. And like, thankfully he's vaccinated, but the dude's immunocompromised, man. Like, and it's just like, I don't know their protocols, but I can tell you they're fucking up because half their roster's like getting fucking COVID. Everyone's getting COVID because everyone's not taking this shit serious. I'm seeing so many friends and family post that they're getting shit. I mean, please, everyone, just, I know it sounds lame to stay inside. Man, it sure beats getting COVID.
So. Yep. I'm glad I have another week off work. I took 5 days to get 3 weeks off, essentially. And my wife goes back on Monday. Well, I guess at this point she's already gone back because it's Sunday night when we're recording this. But and yeah, she's been real nervous because like just to go back, and we're like a week out, and everyone, you know, you can't get a fucking COVID test right now. There was news stories and stuff like the last few days, just like wait times. You know, you set your I have an appointment at 12:30 to get an appointment. I'm still sitting here at 6 p.m. waiting to get tested because the line's so fucking long. You can't get the home test anywhere. They're all fucking sold out everywhere. Because yeah, it's just spreading like wildfire. And you know, so she's real nervous about having to go back. Thankfully, she's supposed to have like Monday and Tuesday are supposed to be district wide like training days. They're training days before the kids come back on Wednesday. And thankfully all that stuff has been moved to remote. So everyone's doing it, and they have to still report to their schools, but they do them in their classrooms and not, they're not meeting at the district level anymore, like all together, like they've done before. Now of course the kids come back on Wednesday, and I guess the thought is like, hey, hopefully if they're sick, they know by now and they're not going to come to school. And then if they were sick, hopefully they will have already had it by then and that everything should go back to normal. Nope. But yeah, dude, like I'm so glad I don't have to go back immediately. And then I've got a couple more days. That way if people at work did get it, that maybe it'll be in and out of their system by the time we're all back on campus.
There's a wonderful idiot came to work today, and he left. They made him leave because he failed the screening. And the reason why he failed the screening was because he came to work and then he admitted, he goes, well, yeah, I mean, I've been around somebody who's had it. My kid has it right now. And they're like, what the fuck are you doing here?
Then go home.
And so, yeah, it's just, we had 30 people out. We have 30 people out at work with COVID right now. It's insane.
I'm so curious. I wonder if I can look at our COVID count. Let me look. Because with students not back on campus yet, they don't have to report it. Mm-hmm. Because that's not going to affect their classes and stuff yet, but employees should start reporting it because they're supposed to be back this week. So yeah, it won't be counted or won't be updated until January 4th. Obviously, it is again, it's the second right now, so it hasn't been updated. So
thankfully, here in Tarrant County, it hasn't been as terrible. I say that.
Yeah. The 27th or the 28th was the last time it was updated with only 27 total active cases. Mm-hmm. And 11 of those are employees. So 16 are students.
We had 5,000 new cases in Tarrant County yesterday.
Oh yeah. I mean, we're reporting again, like the other day we had like 200,000 new cases or something like that. I forget, maybe it was the state of Texas or something or whatever it was, but it was, maybe it was the United States. I don't remember, but it was like the highest, that is 200,000. I think it was the United States. It was the highest like day, like one day, like reporting of new cases.
Yesterday in New York City was 85,000 cases.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Dude, New York's getting fucking hit hard. Cause you can't, I mean, it's the one downfall of living in a city like that. one of probably several many, but like you can't go anywhere without being near somebody anywhere.
And they were
unless you're gonna take an Uber or a cab somewhere, but even then you're still in a car with a driver who could have it. You know what I mean? You're driving yourself.
They were doing so good too, because they had what was it? They had something crazy like a 90% vaccination rate or some shit.
Yep, they have that, and then they have a lot of places that won't let you in if you can't prove you're vaccinated. They have all that and stuff. But again, like this Omicron variant is will break right through that. And then again, the people who are having it, like I don't know if our death cases are necessarily going up because it's not as deadly, and those who are vaccinated have mild symptoms, and so like yeah, we're seeing a lot of cases. And thankfully, those who are vaccinated are not getting like super sick with it. Mm-hmm. Now, they did say, you know, it's four times as transmissible, but they're like, but it's less deadly. But that still means that it's two times as deadly as the normal one because it's still deadly. And so, mm-hmm. but hopefully, what's fucking crazy is I saw a thing that was like talking about the actual number of people that are unvaccinated. Like when you break down the percentage, like it's actually really low, like in reality, because I think we're past. Like 70% of adults, I think at this point, have had at least one shot.
I can check. I follow a Twitter account that shows the vaccination of the entire U.S. So let me look it up real quick.
And so we're kind of at the point where, because people are either being forced to for jobs, forced to just to be able to do things, you know, which good, because this is wild that we're fucking 2 years into this and we're still fucking talking about it.
December 30th, they've taken a break for the holidays, but I guess, but December 30th, we're at 62%.
Still.
In the U.S.
Of adults?
It just says, let's see here, tracker, how many people have received the vaccine? It represents vaccinated people two shots as a percentage of all people in the U.S.
So all people, so that's not even, you know, because... And that's yes, now kids can get it to 5 and up, right? But there's still how many, you know, below the age of 5. And then also.
So you could say adults, you could say it's 70%. You know, it could be up there.
Yeah, 70% of adults, right? Because, yeah, I mean, when you count on the 60 of all people, you're also now counting kids and teens and stuff. And there are a lot of parents who will get the vaccine, but won't necessarily get it for their kids because they're like, oh, kids are fine. They'll just bounce back.
Which there were new reports have come out that says that majority of hospital visits now are kids under 5 who have to be admitted.
Yep. Well, and just the fact that, like, I think it's 10 to 30% of people who have it will have long-term effects that we don't even know, like some people we don't even know about yet just because of, that's why it's 10 to 30, because who knows? But, like, they're already seeing people who got it, like, March of last year. Or whatever, March of 2020, April 2020, who are still having issues with either like taste and smell. It's just fucking, it's dumb. Go get vaccinated. I say this almost every episode of Saga I release. I don't think I said it on the most recent one that came out on Monday, but like, I think like, go get vaccinated. Like, don't be fucking dumb. Just go do it. Just go do the damn thing. It's not a big deal. I'm not a magnet. I don't get fucking cell reception in my head. Like, I'm a completely normal person now.
I love it though. I love the,
you know, like, it's so dumb.
I love the, sometimes I sit there and laugh because, you know, they'll be like, I'm like, oh, so what? So you didn't get vaccinated? They're like, no, I didn't get vaccinated. It's like, oh, how come? It's like, well, we don't know the long-term effects of it. I go, okay, but we also don't know the long-term effects of COVID. So you'd rather deal with those problems? And they're like, yeah. I'm healthy. I'm like, okay, so we're just going to default to that. Okay.
Yeah.
I was like, if you give me a legitimate reason, like you're immune compromised and you can't get a vaccine. I'm like, okay, I get it. I understand, you know? But just some bullshit of like, well, I'm a young, healthy person. I'm like, okay. All right. So we're playing that card.
That's what I'm like, hi, can I introduce you to my friend, Jason?
Exactly.
Yep. Yeah. He's not young. No offense, Jason, but he's like 40 something, like, or, you know, but dude was running fucking marathons and ran every day and would like literally post all of his like, on Facebook and shit, like his little map of like how he ran that day and like the miles he would run every day. Super healthy dude, one of the healthiest dudes I'd know, like honest to Christ. And yeah, dude had like four strokes. Like, I mean, loses because of COVID.
Half of his lungs will have long-term effects. I mean, yeah, just almost died. So almost died multiple times.
Yeah. Now, that being said, for those that are wondering, he is doing fine. He's out running again. He's almost back to normal. His lungs kind of returned to their normal state a couple of months later, and he's been able to get back out there and do the things he was doing. But that's still, like, you know, homeboy shouldn't have had strokes. Like, you know, and he was at that like cusp of like right when the vaccines were being released, and he was hesitant about it, and he didn't get it, and he got COVID, and he paid the fucking price. And I'm sure he's vaccinated now. I'm pretty sure that he is, him and his family. But it was just like, it was that initial hesitancy of getting it. And he was young and healthy, and that shit don't matter. Go get vaccinated. I'm tired of preaching about it fucking a year later. God damn it.
Amen. Amen. Okay. All right. That's it. Kev, do you have anything to add to that?
I've said my piece on it. Everyone knows how I feel about it. I'm just kind of preaching with the choir here.
Fuck vaccines.
Yeah, he hates them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's naturally immune or whatever. I'm a
stallion.
It's a poke. You fucking drink a Four Loko. Whatever you've done in your life.
Drink a Four Loko.
Whatever you've done in your life,
yeah,
you've never questioned until this fucking vaccine all of a sudden. And it's been politicized like a fucking sports team, and it's the stupidest fucking thing. Be a goddamn adult. Help out your community. Help out yourself. Help out the people you love. And just fucking get a poke. Deal with a day of bullshit and then go about your life, because you've done something to actually contribute to society instead of pulling this fucking shadow government bullshit.
I love
that the QAnon people are like losing their fucking mind, because like Trump over the last like month has been kind of like, yeah, I got vaccinated. I've had all three of my shots. Like, I had my first two and I've gotten the booster. Like, you know, and they're like, oh, what the fuck? Like, how could he betray us? And he's like, he didn't betray you. He's just smarter than you, you dumb fucking idiot. Yeah. God damn.
Which something like, yeah. that you never thought you'd say.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, here's the thing. He is a dumb fucking idiot. He's absolutely off his fucking marbles. But the dude knows that his follower base are exponentially dumber than him. Mm-hmm. Like, they were just looking for some messiah to save them from the evil ways of the liberal left or whatever, that they just love fucking attach themselves to him. And yeah, so yeah, them like freaking out because he has their vaccine is so fucking funny. It's so fucking funny. Mm-hmm. Just oh my god, he's betraying us. No, he's not. He never fucking cared about you ever. He never gave two shits about you once.
The Yankees win again.
I love it, because go back to what Kev said. Y'all motherfuckers will put Hostess, like, you'll eat everything that Hostess puts out, whether it be
McDonald's. You'll go get that fucking McRib.
You'll get the McRib. You will eat. You will eat and drink whatever looks good on the shelf, and not question any of the ingredients, even though half of them are giving you cancer. And and you're just like, yummy, yum, yum. And then the vaccine comes, you're just like, hell no, you don't know what's going to happen to your body as you scarf down another goddamn fucking Red Bull.
Or you go to the bar and drink yourself until you puke. You literally poison yourself. But no, I don't need a shot in the arm, because that's fucking poison. What? It's all mental gymnastics, folks.
Stupid. Yep. Anyways, so go get the vaccine if you haven't already.
Yep. Go do that.
I have to imagine at this point, the people that still listen to us after like the Trump presidency and on our show,
we've lost a lot of those folks.
Like, yeah, I have to imagine that everyone here is like, yeah, dude, we got it already. Fuck off. Like, we're good. Go get your booster then.
Yep.
Yeah.
Me preaching to myself. I haven't done it yet.
You motherfucker.
Well, my plan is to get it done this week while I'm off work.
Yeah. How dare you?
Sooner the better, man.
I'm on new medication.
I know.
Already had that. I got that. And that's why my doctor was like, hey, hold off on getting that booster for 2.5 weeks or 2 weeks or whatever it was. And then I went and saw him again after, because I had an appointment 2 weeks later because they wanted to follow up on some stuff. And they're like, did you get that booster yet? And I was like, motherfucker, you told me not to. And they're like, by the next time I see you, you better have it. I was like, fuck.
That asshole. Meanwhile, Walgreens is fucking shooting me in each arm.
Yeah.
All right. That's it for today's show. Tomorrow we got Thirsty Thursday. Stay tuned. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.